Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. The Bible says this in verse number 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now watch what he says in verse number 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in a likeness of his death, we shall also be in a likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. And now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. I want to preach tonight on being baptized unto Jesus. Amen. The Paul to the Romans is writing here, and he asks the question and makes some statements. He said, what shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Now, we know that God's grace is sufficient for every need. But Paul's asking us if we continue in sin that that grace might abound in our lives. And he goes on and answers, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? He said, we come to a place in our lives that we realize that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior. He said, well, preacher, I'm okay. I'm all right. Well, no, we're not. We're not okay. We're not all right. We're all sinners. Praise God. In the eyes of God, we've all sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned in the eyes of God. So we have to find a place to be reconciled unto God, to be bought back. The price was paid on the cross of Calvary. The price was paid by Lord Jesus Christ so many, many years ago. Through Him, we might be saved. So we can come to a place of reconciliation unto God. So we see this tonight as it play it out. Paul's asking these questions. In verse 3, he says, know ye not that so many as of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. So we believe that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ came and he lived and he loved us and he loves us. Sometimes we leave that there, don't we? We say that he loved us enough to die for us. But his love for us never stopped because he died for us. His love, he loved us enough to die for us, but to rise again, to be raised from the dead in the newness of life, so that through him we might rise also, that we would have a new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God, I'm going to have a new life. I'm going to have a new body. You like that song? Praise God, I do. Because one day, amen, this old body gets tired, it gets weary, I'm going to lay it down. But praise God, Brother Chris, I'm going to take up a new body in the likeness of my Savior in glory, amen. I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a new life. But that new life starts at the time that we get saved and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. What a blessed hope that is. When we die out to sin in Christ and we rise out of that, rise above that through Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, therefore we are buried with him, verse 4, by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We need to walk and act and live like we've been made afresh and new in this world we live. Sometimes I think we say that we've been saved. We say that the Lord touched our hearts, convicted our sins, showed us our need to be saved. But we never change. There's never a change made in our life. Praise God. I'm glad that when the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, praise God, the Holy Ghost comes into you. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, he begins to take you and make you, transform you into a new creature, a new creation in Christ. I want want to be a new creature, don't you? I don't want to be an old vile something another that God's ashamed of. I want to be reconciled back to God. I want to be my name put back in good standing before Him, praise God, that I can be found pleasing to God. You know, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot please God. Amen? In this flesh, you cannot please God. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we can be pleasing to God. We can find our place in the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. We can have that new life. He said, therefore we bear to Him baptism of death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. The one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said we are dead in trespasses and sins. But I'm glad, praise God, just like Jesus come up victorious over death in the grave, praise God, He said we can also in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in Him, amen, He saves us from death. You say, well, preacher, there's a whole lot of people that's claimed to be Christians and they're still dying. They're still getting sick, they're dying, they're going out of here, amen, praise God, but they're going to a new place. Amen. They're going to a place of hope tonight. I'm glad there's hope, ain't you? Now, in the world that we live in, there's no hope. And they're trying to beat us down and take our hope away from us. Because if they can get a whole society that's hopeless, amen, then they can come in and try to give us a false hope. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost of God has showed me the wiles of the devil. Amen. I'm not looking for a false hope because I have a real hope tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I'm glad these folks that's going to be baptized tonight, amen, they got saved by the marvelous grace of God. They realized they were sinners in need of a Savior. Asked the Lord to forgive them their sins, come in their heart, and they've been touched, baptized, the Holy Ghost of God. He's moved into their lives and taken up His abode. You say, preacher, what takes place when you get saved? Amen. You forget, you confess your sins. God forgives your sins, and He sends you the Holy Spirit of God, amen, that indwells in you, lives in you. I say, what does that mean? It means He kicks His shoes off, takes up housekeeping inside you, and begins to make a difference in you for the glory of God. Amen. Ain't you glad that He's the one that makes a difference in you? Amen. He's the one that made a difference in me. And He makes that difference every day. Are you hearing me? It's not just a once for all thing, but praise God, the Holy Ghost of God comes in, He takes up His abode. Amen. That's a one-time thing because He says He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always there with you. But then He begins to manifest Himself into you. He begins to help you, praise God, to be that better person for the glory of God. To do things right, amen. To walk right, to talk right, to act right, to live right for the glory of God the Father. Amen. That's what we get when we get Jesus. That's amen. Hey, God, we get, as a car salesman might tell you, he said, there's a package deal I'm offering you. And the package deal, the special package deal today, is if you ask Lord Jesus Christ to come to your heart, if you receive Him as your Savior, He comes in, He sends the Holy Ghost, moves into your heart, praise God, baptizes you of His Spirit, He comes in there, He takes up His boat, and He begins to do things for you that you can't do for yourself. You don't have the ability to do for yourself all that needs to be done as a child of God. That we might be found pleasing to God. Amen. Praise God. But God begins to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. He goes on in verse number 6. Now watch this. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. When I was an old sinner, when I was lost, that's what I did. I served sin. You know, everybody, old saying, everybody's going to serve somebody. Amen. We're either going to serve self and sin or we're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, can you not do both? No, you can't do both. It don't work that way. If we serve the flesh, amen, we're going to be doing everything we do to please the flesh. But if we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're going to do those things, praise God, that'll bring glory to the Father. Amen. You say, well, what difference does it make? It depends on what you want to sow, what you want to reap, praise God, when you get home. Amen. Praise God. He said, if you sow to the wind, the Bible says if you sow to the wind, which is this old world, he said, you'll reap a whirlwind. Amen. But praise God, if we sow to God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll reap grace and mercy and righteousness in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking for tonight. That's what we're expecting, praise God. Amen. The old man is crucified with him. Amen. Now here we see Paul talk about, now he's talking about the natural man himself. That person that we are. Amen. The person that you are. Did you know your natural man? Amen. The old man, the natural man needs to be crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. That the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we, you, us should not serve sin. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't want to serve the devil. That's who sin is. It's the devil. It's the demons of hell. Hey, but I want to be found serving Lord Jesus Christ, because that's all it's about. That's all that matters when we stand before Him. You know, preacher, I'm not going to go there. Praise God. You will. You'll stand before God. You'll either stand at the judgment seat of Christ, or you'll stand at the great white throne judgment and give account of yourself why you didn't accept Lord Jesus Christ and offer and a free offer of sin of salvation for your soul. Amen. Every one of us is going to stand and give account of our life. It just depends on where we stand. Amen. All of us are going to stand before God. But he goes on, he says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. If we die with him, amen. You say, preacher, how do we die? How do we die with Christ? Because he took our sin upon himself. You know what brings death to humanity today is sin. I tell the church all the time, you and I were, humanity was designed, God created us and put us in a perfect garden, and we were designed to live forever. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We were designed, humanity was designed, human beings were designed to live forever. And if we had been sinless and stayed sinless, and if we had listened to God and followed God all the days of our life, amen, we'd still be there today, amen, in that garden. Adam and Eve would still be alive. Amen. But because of sin, sin came in and they began to die. Amen. That's the way it happened. But we were designed in the garden. You and I were designed and put in there. Adam and Eve were designed and put in the garden. Amen. We weren't designed that way. We were conceived in sin. Because of the sinfulness of the world. But they were built, they were manufactured by God Almighty. Amen. They were put in that garden to live forever. They would go to sleep at night, and Brother Joe, they'd wake up in the morning brand new. Amen. Can you only imagine? You go, Brother Chris, you go to sleep at night. Amen. Praise God. And maybe just wore out from working all day, you know, doing the things of God, just trying to bring glory to His name every day of your life. And boy, what a blessing, what a privilege it is. And you'd be just wore out at the end of the day, and you go and you get your little wife, and you go to bed, and you take your night's sleep, and you wake up in the morning, praise God, brand new again. Amen. The fatigue is gone. There's no soreness. There's nothing to hinder your life. That's what they had. But because sin crept in, and we begin to listen to, we begin to serve somebody else. We took our eyes off the God. We took our eyes off of what we had. And we begin to look at something different. Oh, it looks so well over there. Have you ever noticed that stuff always looks better far off? Amen. Stuff always looks better at a distance. You look across your neighbor's yard, and boy, across the fence, and boy, his yard over there behind the house, it looks so pretty and lush and green. And boy, you get the lust over it, and boy, I wish my yard could look like that. Amen. But come to find out, the reason it's green in that spot behind the house is because it's growing over a septic tank. Amen. It's getting a little extra. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty will give you extra without the contamination. Amen. He'll, praise God, He'll come to where you're at. He'll give you life in abundance in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that natural man, praise God, but the natural man himself, praise the Lord, he begins to live a life for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The natural man himself, his body, our lives begin to be changed for God. When God saves us by His marvelous grace. He said, well, preacher, I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been saved, so I've got, I've got the Holy Ghost living in me. I've accepted Him, and that natural man I am, me, myself, praise God. I believe and trust in the Lord, and things as I look it up. Paul said it went just a little bit further than that. He said it's not only the natural man himself, praise God, but he said he's also the natural man in his ways. Amen. Do you realize when you get saved? Now listen to me, young people. When you get saved, praise God, you begin to change your ways.
Amen.
Your actions and reactions begin to be different. Because you're doing it. We got to remember that we don't want to hurt anybody that Jesus died for. Hello? Is that not right?
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to hurt anybody that Jesus died for. Church, who did Jesus die for?
Everybody.
Everybody. Amen? Praise God. So God begins to change us to a place and a position that we don't want to hurt anybody because He died for them. Praise God. So He begins to manifest Himself in us, and He begins to change our ways. In Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse 22, He tells us what we need to do. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation or that manner of life and living the old man, Ephesians 4 and 22, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. What makes us do things? The lust of the flesh. Amen. We follow the flesh instead of following the Spirit. The Bible teaches us that those that are led of the Spirit are the children of God. Amen. But He said that they put off concerning the former conversation, that manner of living, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, young people, what does that mean? That we start thinking more about the Lord Jesus Christ. We start thinking more about what God says and godliness in our life. Jesus said Himself, He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, He was talking about food and clothing, raiment, all those things that we need in this world. And He said, if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God, He said, He'll add all these to you. I wonder tonight what's missing in our lives. He said, well, preacher, I need this and I need that, praise God. Then seek the Lord, praise God, and His righteousness. Amen. Do righteousness in the eyes of a holy God. He goes on in verse 24. He said, and that you put on. So He said, we need to take off the old man and we need to put on a new man. Kind of like a garment, sounds like to me. Amen. Well, what do you do with a garment? What do you do with a coat when it's cold? Brother Bill, praise God, you wear it.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, if you take it and throw it in the back seat, Brother Chris, that's what most of us men do. Amen. We throw it in the back seat. If it gets really cold, I'll put it on. Amen. And then you get out there and you get away from the car and you get the shivering and the shaking and your teeth are rattling. And you say, boy, I wish I'd have put my coat on. But you're way over here and it's way over there and you ain't got it. But He said, praise God, we put off that old man. He said, we put on a new man. He said, if we don't, we're found without. Amen. He said, we need to be clothed upon with the righteousness of God. He said that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. He said there's a holy. Did you know there's true holiness? Now you can try to be holy all day long. We can try to do right, but outside the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we can't. But with Him, praise God, we can do all things. Christ says, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. That's why people are failing this world. That's why people are coming up short, coming up with no hope. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
He said, my strength's coming from a different place. He said, I'm tapped into the reservoir of strength in the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. And he begins to make that choice. Praise God. So we see the natural man himself. We see the natural man in his ways. He goes on in Colossians chapter number 3. And Paul elaborates on this just a little bit farther. Because the Colossians was trying to do things in the flesh. And Paul says it don't work that way. Colossians chapter number 3, he said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. I wonder what we're seeking and what we're looking to find today. Amen? We need to be looking for those things, those heavenly things that are of God. You know, when it's all said and done in this world, the only thing that matters is what we have from the Lord. Amen. It gives us that substance, gives us the stability in our lives that we're looking for. And it gives us that established hope in Christ Jesus. He said, seeking those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So where's those good things going to come from? They're going to come from God. He said, set your affection on those things above. On things above. Not on things on the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. He said, we need to die out to the worldliness and live toward the godliness. Amen. I thank God for godliness, don't you? Praise His name. He said, when Christ is who is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. He said, therefore, he said, listen, in verse 5, he said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. You know who children of disobedience are? Those that are in unbelief. Those that choose not to believe God. There's a whole world behind us. There's a whole world that's come up today that choose not to believe God. If we just bebop along and blow, with our, chewing our blow gum and blowing our bubbles and just forget about God. But I want to say that there is a God and He's real. Amen. And He's looking down upon us and He wants to help us today, but we got to want to let Him help us. Amen. If we're going to receive help, if we're going to have strength, it's in the Lord. Now, I know a whole lot of people probably sitting here today say, well, preacher, I'm thinking on that, and the Lord's touched my heart now, and I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to start this evening. I'm going to do better. I'm going to live better. I'm going to act better. You can't do it by yourself. You don't have the capability. But God Almighty said, we can't mortify, we can't do nothing, this old body, praise God, without the Lord. Amen. But in which, in verse 7, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. We're talking about those in disobedience. He said, but now ye also put off all these anger and wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. You youngins, don't ever do that. Don't ever talk ugly. Don't ever say ugly words because they become a habit. Amen. I know people today, we've talked to people in the last couple months, that people just, and they got foul language. Amen. They got foul language. And it's a habit. So, well, I don't know why I say that, because it's become a habit. You say, how can I stop it? Amen. Never start it. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. Never say those things and you won't have them there to say. Say those things that's right according to God. Praise God. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. You ever tell a lie? Amen. God says, well, quit it. Just tell the truth. You know the thing about telling, brother, you know the thing about telling the truth? If we tell the truth, we don't have to keep up with what we said. Amen. Because you can tell it again in the same fashion if you tell the truth. If you tell a lie, you got to remember what you told so that you don't mess it up. But if you tell the truth, one thing about the truth, praise God, it's always going to be the truth. Kind of makes sense, don't it? But the devil's full of half-truths. He tells half-truths all the time. He says, oh, just go ahead and do this or do that. It's going to be okay. You can do it this one time. So he gives you a half truth. What is a half truth? It's a lie. Amen. Now I know we say all the time, well, preacher, we need to sell little white. Sometimes you have to tell little white lies because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. You ever heard that one? Amen. Hey, listen, I want you to tell me the truth. Amen. It may upset my apple cart. It may hurt my feelings, but praise God, tell me the truth. If I've got a hair out of place, praise God, I want you to tell me, praise God. I want my wife to tell me. I don't want to go outside, praise God, with that sticking up. Amen. Somebody might think bad about me. She say, oh, honey, go ahead. You look fine today. And then I go out the door and she's going, somebody, before you get down the road a little way, somebody said, did you see that preacher? He's got a hair out of place. Amen. You said, well, that's kind of silly. Yeah, but it's silly not to tell the truth. Praise God. People want to hear the truth, and they want to hear the truth from you. Amen. Amen. They want us to live the truth before them, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So we put off the old man with his deeds. And Bible says, verse 10, he goes and says, and having put on the new man, there we go again, changes of garments, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. He said, putting on the new man, wearing that new person in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we might be that be found pleasing to God. The only thing that matters in my life is I'm found pleasing God. You look at me and say, well, preacher, I don't like this and I don't like that. Well, you know, I hate that. And I would like to be pleasing to you. I'd like for you to be satisfied with me. But my main objective is to be satisfying to God. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my Lord to get glory out of my life. I want my Lord to see me and look down on me and say, that's my son. That's the one that I'm pleased with. Amen. That's the one that's doing my will. That's the one that loves me and I love him. Amen. Sometimes it's where, listen, young, you may feel like nobody loves you. But I want to tell you on the authority of God's word that Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. Amen. Every day. You know, a preacher, sometimes it seems like he comes down pretty hard on me. Praise God, straighten up. Amen. Straighten up. If we live right, do right, and act right, praise God, he won't be so hard on you. Amen. He can just love up on you, praise God, and just show you how much he cares for you if we'll just let him. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ died for us. Back in Romans 6 and 10, he says this. He said, for in that he died, you believe that Jesus died for your sins?
Amen.
Amen. He died for your sins. He lived. Amen. But before he lived in the flesh, he was alive anyway. He always has been. At the right hand of the Father. But he come and he was born of a virgin, lived in this world in a body like you have. Amen. Grew up in it, suffered and died for your sins and for mine. So he says, for in that he died unto sin once. Amen. You know, if we die to sin, we only have to die one time. Die with the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him as our Lord and Savior. He said, and that he liveth unto God. We die to sin. We ask the Lord to forgive us our sin, come into our heart. Ask him to save us and forgive us our sins. The Holy Ghost comes in, and then we begin to live like the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to live unto God our Father. It's simple. It's so simple, even a little child could do it. Amen? It's so simple that anybody could do it if we'll just accept what God's told us. In the volume of the book, it's written of him. And he said, I'll go with you all the way to the end of the way. We talked about that narrow road this morning, that narrow place, that narrow road that God has made into the portals of glory. That'll take us to where he is, because he is that way. Amen. So he says tonight, he said, listen, we're going to have a baptize in just a little bit. And what we're saying in this is not to save us. We've already been saved. Amen. But it's to say that we're going to die out to this old world. We're going into an old watery grave. And we've got type of the grave that Jesus went into. And we're going to come out victorious over death and this world that we live in. Amen. That we're going to rise in newness of life. Amen. Making Lord Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. And committing ourselves. Now listen to me. Committing yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, to live for Him all the days of your life. Because He's already made us so many promises that He'd be with us and that He'd never leave us. He'll never forsake us, but He'll stay with us all the way to the end of this way and take us through His way, the Lord, all the way to the portals of glory where we'll be with Him forever. Amen.